beautiful garden from Surat Qaf. And it's a bit scary when you actually start hearing Surat Qaf, you start getting a little bit knowing what's coming into it and where it's going and the two teams and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. This is in common of الحجرات when it comes to what you say. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. تفضل. He says we have created the human being we're closer to him than the jugular vein. Nothing comes out except that is right on your right hand side or left hand side scale. Whether Raqib and Atid is angels, it doesn't matter. What the right or the left, we're not going to go into the details at this point. But please understand that everything that we will say is held accountable on Judgment Day. So please, remember the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said in the hadith, "Is sakratku ummak ya Mu'adh." Don't you think that what will bring you walking on your face on Judgment Day? Hasa'id al-alsina is what you talk about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, He says, it gives you a visual as if you're eating a stinking rotten aroma or the corpse of your deceased brother. Can you imagine? So this is what you say. I'm just going to give you a visual. Your ears have no gates. Ears have no gates. So you hear everything and suddenly pay attention. Your eyes have one layer of lids, but your tongue has two gates, your teeth and your lips. So all you have to remember is before you say anything, think twice. Now let's go to another one. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. And that's what I'm going to finish with, inshallah, because of time. وَجَاءَتْ in the past tense. سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The anguish of death. With haqq. Again, just a reminder. What is the haqq? The anguish of death has already come. It's in the past to show how important it is. It's that quick. شِرَاكَ نَعْلِكَ. Death is closer to you than the two slips of the leather that holds your sandal together. It's that close to you. Ja'at, past, already gone. So be prepared for that. It came with the truth. Bilhaq. What is the truth? The scholars say, Al-haq annaka satamut. The truth is that you will die. Wal-haq annaka lan ta'ud. And the truth is that you will never come back here. Wal-haq annaka yusalla alayk. The truth that you will be prayed upon. So pray before you prayed upon. وَالْحَقْ أَنَّكَ تُحْمَلْ عَلَى الْأَكْتَافِ. And the truth is that you will be carried on the shoulders. And the truth is that you will be buried. And the truth is that you will be resurrected. And the truth is that you will be called. And the truth is that you will stand in front of Allah. And the truth is that you will never be able to get a doctor to get you off the hook or bribe your way out of the angel of death, and no way that you can fool the angels, and you will have to answer the question in front of Allah. So prepare the answer for the questions. And that's the truth. That's all I'm going to leave you with. So if you don't know what it's about, all you have to remember is go back home and read Surah Al-Qaf again. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Sheikh Hussam says, he used to recite Surah Al-Qaf in the Al-Jumu'ah, and that was it. That is sufficient. You understand? That is the wa'id. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the siyaq, in the ayah, He says now, وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ. Ya, your qareen, your companion, or your qareen that was born with you from the jinn. رَبَّنَا مَا أَطْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ. It wasn't me, man. He. So don't blame anybody. Don't blame shaitan. Yes? But he was led astray. Says the other one. Where do you go? He says, لجهنم. هل امتلأت؟ سنقول. جهنم, is the hellfire complete? Are you full? Says, هل من مزيد? Give me some more. This is if you want to use your tongue in the wrong way and your senses in the wrong way. That's why Ramadan is the way to come back. And the other side now, if you used it in the proper way, like you learned from the school of Ramadan, وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين. May Allah make us among the متقين. The Jannah comes close to you now. It comes, you don't have to work so hard, man. Muttaqeen, man khashiya ar-Rahman bil ghaib wa jaa'a bi qalbin munib. Those who are being conscious of Allah when they're on their own and your heart is trembling, is soft, you cry when you hear things. It's not harsh like the stone. Says, what is the ultimate reward? لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد. Anything you wish for, you will be granted. On top of that, the mazid is to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah. Ya Rabb, grant us the pleasure of looking at your face. Ameen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.